This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The 100th day of the Trump administration is tomorrow. And Dan Harr from CT Insider doing some work at WFSB Channel 3 to localize it. And we at this show, and Brian and company, we're going to do sort of more of a D perspective, which is you. And then tomorrow, a Republican lobbyist will be on with us, Ozzy Paloma from Chartwell Strategy. Tell me quickly here, before we get into some of the nuts and bolts of it, what are the pieces, what thematically, what are you doing?
I am writing what we had. My colleague Alex Putterman had a fairly large-scale story in the Sunday print and online over the weekend talking about policy. Mm-hmm. I am out talking to people with Channel 3 WFSB.
You're a TV guy now, huh?
Yeah, TV. Yeah, that's absolutely. I've been out all week, and we're still out. We're going to be in Waterbury today talking with folks downtown Waterbury from 11 to about 2, 2:33.
And you're just asking people how it's going?
Well, it's a little more nuanced than that. We're asking, yes, generally, the general question is how it's going, but, you know, how they assess the 100 days, and we want to know if they supported Trump. We have yet to find a person who has reversed their support, and I know there are some, because the polls say there are some, right? They're not easy to find, but the polls say that there are people who had supported Trump who are now losing support for Trump. His support now is lower than it was at the time of the election. We don't find those people, or if we do, they may not know they exist because, as you know, election psychology is very complicated, right? And if somebody goes into a voting booth, you and I think we know what we're doing, but when you go into a voting booth, not on an election like Trump, right? An election like Trump, he's more, but in general, you don't always know exactly. So many people do. Some people don't. In any case, we're talking with people about what issues there are most important to them.
And we'll get into what they might be in just a couple of quick minutes. And this is the first day. Do you know what time it's going to air tonight? Like it's at 5 o'clock news.
It's in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay, good. Dan Harr from CT Insider. If you go to ctinsider.com, you can read all his stuff. And if you want to get some reference points from Alex Putterman's pieces, he's sort of localized it. You know, what's the impact here in Connecticut? Just go to ctinsider.com/politics. Again, we're looking at 100 days of the Trump administration, which officially is tomorrow. Today, we're doing a little bit of the Democratic perspective, but also journalistically. And then tomorrow, Ozzy Paloma, who is a Republican strategist, will join us to take a different perspective. Dan Harr's joining us from CT Insider, and he's having series pieces run on WFSB Channel 3 in the 5 o'clock hour, talking to Connecticut residents all across the states about this, and then his pieces on ctinsider.com will be available in all Hearst newspapers starting tomorrow and then Wednesday. That's correct.
That is exactly right.
And in terms of – so you went all over the place. Like, so you went
– Southington.
Yeah.
Hartford. Fairfield, Manchester, and today we're in Waterbury.
Okay, so give us without giving away too much of the TV pieces, because we want people to watch them, but give me a couple of observations of stuff that maybe surprised you.
There's a lot stronger Trump support out in the street. Now, whether that means that the polls should show strong Trump support, I don't know, but it's too great a level of support to ignore, right? Connecticut arguably is the bluest state.
So there are more pro-Trump folks than you had expected. Although you go to Southington, I've been there, you know, I've done some work there. I mean, it's a pretty strong, there are a lot of Republicans in Southington.
That's right. That's right. If we had gone to smaller towns, we would have found more Trump supporters. But the problem is going to smaller towns with a crew, you know, with a
hard to find people,
camera and a producer. You know, we need a. So we went to larger towns, and we expected to find some Trump supporters, but fewer than we found. That may be because it's skewed to who's out and around.
Right.
It may be that there is more Trump support than we imagine here in Blue Connecticut.
In talking to the Connecticut Trump supporters, how did they feel about what's happening?
Well, I think there's one that we should we get to that.
My
favorite. My favorite person is a woman in Manchester who we will name in our pieces on TV. I don't want to name her now, mostly because I forgot her name at the moment. But she is a lawyer, and she is, I believe, a retired or semi-retired lawyer. And she said Trump is a pig. And so we're thinking, okay, you know, we're off and running.
Have somebody who's turned.
Here's a Democrat. But she didn't turn. She never turned. But because of her big issue was sourcing of goods. And she believes that we are vulnerable as a nation with all of the goods sourcing, especially strategic material, right, that comes here.
Eventually make things more expensive, you think, because it'll be harder to get stuff and more expensive to source stuff and so on and so forth.
Well, I don't think she's concerned about price. She's concerned about security with sourcing. She thinks the U.S. should be more self-reliant. And so she likes Donald Trump. And the rest of the conversation, after she started out by saying Donald Trump is a pig, right? And we're ready for the, you know how it is when you interview somebody.
Yeah. Pour it on. But she didn't.
She went the opposite direction. This person is a Trump supporter, voted for Trump, would vote for Trump again. Again, not because of, she doesn't like the way he's treating the allies. She likes the way his tariffs are going to hit China. She thinks we are overly reliant on China. Big issue for her.
Yeah, I think it's a big issue for a lot of people, and I think that's one head scratcher for me. Is you can be tough with your allies, but there's no reason to make your allies your enemies. Like that, but I think it's just the tonality that that's just how he is, right? I mean, that he makes things conflicts.
Ever since July of 2015, which is the breakout of Donald Trump, the famous coming down the escalator, I have tried in my head, and it almost doesn't matter whether he's in power or not, I've tried in my head to separate policy from the person. And it is possible to do that. It's difficult.
Well, he won because of that, because a lot of people, like that person you talked to, said, I don't know if I like him, but I like what he's doing, so I'm going to vote for him.
The hilarious thing is that there are people who think he's a good businessman. He's lost money in his life. He was born with more money than he has now, if you count the 200,000 apartments in New York as assets, right? And why would you not?
I mean, between the crypto stuff and other, and you know, all the other ventures, he's actually... I think his wealth is being
at the moment
is pretty strong right
at
now.
At the moment, but, because he has used his power,
of course,
to amass wealth. Yes.
Well, in terms of, you know, I want to ask you. Okay, so it's interesting because some Trump supporters don't necessarily, they aren't so enamored with him right now, but they're willing to stick it out with his policies.
Yes, the key word with every person, almost to a person, who favored the president, patience. Like, there will be pain. One person even said there's going to be a recession. We're going to have to go through a recession, right? And going through a recession is not part of the playbook of correcting politics. That's not a normal reaction.
Right. Well, he sold people on the – I mean, I don't think the hope was things to go down or to get difficult. It's just that's the way it's sort of working out. And I'm just curious if – and you talked about Democrats and Republicans. Correct? Or is it just Republican?
Oh, we've talked to everybody.
So in the sense of my biggest criticism of the Democratic Party has been they're screaming to the moon about what's wrong, but they're not giving an alternative, right? And I'm curious if like someone like Chris Murphy, who's a hot button person, especially on this station, you know, he's really trying to capitalize the moment to elevate his profile. Like, did they talk about on the other side, you know, what makes them hopeful for anything politically in the future?
Well, I think that gets to the heart of the loud protest versus Chuck Schumer side. And I know you probably saw Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader from New York, took some heat for saying, I wrote a stern letter.
Yeah.
I wrote an angry letter.
Wow.
And of course,
which went right in the trash can.
Why? I might just ring your doorbell and run. And
it's so powerless.
The issue is not what do you do in policy now, it's how do you react.
See, I don't know. I think... This is where I push back, because I think that just saying this is like constitutional crisis and blah, 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 I think that sort of like glosses over people to a certain degree, that I think they need something that says this is a better alternative. Like, if it's not this, then it should be that, as opposed to telling us that everything that's happening is terrible. I and that means policy too. It means like, show me a budget that, show me something. Like, all they're doing is show me something that we should be doing. Like, if you blindly support all these institutions that he's gutting, I don't think that's effective enough to sway people.
I think it's clear that the Democrats have come around to realizing that the federal bureaucracy is too big. It is also—
Have they, though?
Yes,
have they?
Yes, yes. Yes, I think if you talk to Democrats, they understand now, yes, there needs to be some cutting. Whereas before it was, oh, no, you can't touch that, you can't touch that. And now you're—
See, that would be encouraging to me, but I don't see that from the leadership of the Democratic Party so much. But, I mean, if that's true, I think that's encouraging for Democrats.
Maybe that's only in the rank and file of voters. Maybe you're not hearing it yet from leadership, and maybe you should.
But you heard that on the streets.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
And so people are starting to see the alternative— as something moderate, right? But unfortunately, we can't have moderate politics in this country because of the way the elections primaries are set up, right?
Because you only get candidates who are further on one side or the other.
That's right. That's why that's why we got Leora Levy as the candidate instead of Themis Claridis for governor. And
right. And
obviously, Claridis would have been a viable candidate, and Levy was not.
His name is Dan Har.
I'm sorry for Senate.
Yeah. He works for CT Insider. And he's got a series of pieces sort of surrounding the 100 days of the Trump administration, which is officially tomorrow. You can watch them in the 5 o'clock hour on WFSB, Channel 3. And so he's a TV – you're peaking at the right time. TV guy now.
TV guy. Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, I don't have a face for radio.
That's not true. You look great. I appreciate you making the effort to come in. I know it's early for you. You old school print guys, you stay up into the wee hours of the night.
I learned something today.
What's that?
When you're driving at 7:45,
yeah,
the sun is up.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah. It actually is nice to get up early.
Yeah.
Dan, thanks so much.
It's great to be here.
All right, Dan Har, CT Insider. You're